请弟兄姊妹先和我一同来读一段主的话。
I ask brothers and sisters that we would read some of God's word together.
请我们打开以弗所书第四章。
Shall we first turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 4?
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
我从十七节读到二十四节。
We will read from verses 17 through 24.
这段话呢，我们今天呢已经是第三次读了。
This is the third time that we are reading the same passage.
我实在希望弟兄姊妹们能够有一个深刻的印象。
I really hope that brothers and sisters, you can have a deep impression.
因为这段话非常重要。
Because this passage is very important.
我先用中文读一遍。
I'll read in Chinese first.
我姊妹用英文读。
And then in English.
所以我说，且在主里确实的说，你们行事不要再像外邦人，存虚妄的心行事，他们心地昏昧，与神所赐的生命隔绝了，都因自己无知，心里刚硬。良心既然丧尽，就放纵私欲，贪行种种的污秽。你们学了基督，却不是这样。如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的，又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人。这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
So this I say and affirm together with the Lord, that you walk no longer just as the Gentiles also walk, in the futility of their mind, being darkened in their understanding, excluded from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the hardness of their heart. And they, having become callous, have given themselves over to sensuality for the practice of every kind of impurity and greediness.But you did not learn Christ in this way, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught in him, just as truth is in Jesus, that in reference to your former manner of life, you lay aside the old self, which is being corrupted in accordance with the lust of deceit, and that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind and put on the new self, which in the likeness of God has been created in righteousness and holiness of the truth.
我们读以弗所书的时候，我们都知道。
When we read the book of Ephesians, we know.
在四章十六节以前。
Before chapter 4, verse 16.
这是神在人类的历史上所赐下最重大的启示。
This is the greatest mystery that is revealed in all of mankind.
神把他荣耀的心意借着使徒保罗把他启示出来了。
God has revealed his heart's purpose through the Apostle Paul.
那么从四章十七节以后，
And so after chapter 4 verse 16,
神要求地上的教会能够把神的旨意把它活出来。
God is requiring the church on earth to live out his purpose.
而四章十七节到二十四节，
And so chapter 4 from 17 through 24,
这是教会在地上实行生活的一个总纲。
This is the outline of how the church is to live.
在这一段话语的里面，
And so in this passage,
使徒保罗给我们一个非常重要的提醒。
The Apostle Paul gives us a very important reminder.
他告诉我们说，基督徒不能与神所赐的生命隔绝。
He is reminding us that Christians cannot be separated from the life that God has given us.
我们曾经讲过这个隔绝这个字。
We have spoken previously that this word separation,
它里面有意思就是疏远。
It means to be far away from.
或者偏离了。
Or to go away from.
或者呢，你根本排除了。
Or that you have forsaken it entirely.
弟兄姊妹们，我们都知道，当我们蒙恩得救的时候，
Brothers and sisters, we all know that when we are saved,
神已经把一个新的生命赐给了我们。
God has given us new life.
而我们基督徒一切的生活、侍奉、敬拜，都是根据于这个新生命。
And as Christians, our daily life, our worship, our service must follow in accordance to that.
所以什么时候我们跟这个生命一隔绝，
So anytime we are separated from life,
立刻我们的生活呢就回到原来的样式。
Then our living will become just like as it was.
我们就会跟外邦人 一模一样。
And then we are entirely the same as Gentiles.
所以保罗在这里告诉我们说呢，不要再像外邦人。
And so the Apostle Paul tells us, do not be like the Gentiles.
这段话不是给不信主的人，乃是给基督徒的。
This passage is not for non-believers, it is for believers.
所以我们要过着一个与外邦人有分别的生活。
And so we are to live a life that is separate, different from
people. 而能够把神荣耀的旨意从我们身上能够活出来。
So that we can live out God's eternal purpose from us.
我们必须注意我们里面的这个新生命。
We must pay attention to the new life inside.
什么时候我们与这个生命一有隔绝的情况
？Anytime that you have the condition of being separated from that.
我们立刻我们的生活就会落在一种的黑暗的光景中。
And immediately your life will fall into darkness.
那么神的旨意在我们身上就没有办法得到实行。
Then God's purpose cannot have a way inside of us.
所以这段话的提醒是非常的重要的。
And so the reminder in this passage is very important.
今天我们蒙恩得救之后
，After we are saved.
当我们活在新生命的里面
When we are living in this new life,
我们就活出新人的样式
Then we live out the image of a new man.
如果我们活在旧的生命的里面
If we are living in the old life,
我们自然活出来就是旧生命的样式
Then we are living out the image of the old life.
我们知道这个旧的生命是不能荣耀神的
We know that in the old life, we cannot glorify God.
神在旧生命身上神是完全不能做什么的。
God cannot do anything in our old life.
神也不愿意做什么。
And He's not willing to either.
因为在那个旧的生命的里面
，Because in that old life,
充满了败坏
，It's full of corruption,
充满了罪恶
，Full of sin.
只有在新的生命里面
，And in the new life,
我们能看见有新人的性质
，We see that there is a characteristic of new man.
也就是有基督的性质在里面
，That is the life of Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，And so brothers and sisters,
我们要知道我们蒙恩得救之后
，After we are saved,
在我们里面有两个不同。
There are two different lives inside.
啊，我们旧的生命仍旧在的。
The old is still there.
那么今天新生命又进来了。
And now we have a new entering in.
我们基督徒必须知道如何活在新的生命里面。
As Christians, we must know how to live in the new life.
如果我们活在新的生命里面
，If we are living in the new life,
我们才能够活出一个新的生活。
Then we can live had a new living.
使徒保罗告诉我们
，The Apostle Paul tells us,
当我们还活在这个旧生命里面像外邦人一样的时候
that when we were living in the old life just as Gentiles
有一个现象有一些现象
there were some signs
啊，就第一个告诉我们我们的心思就变得虚妄变得昏暗变得无知
it tells us that we had futility of mind darkened in our understanding
因为我们的思想中间呢没有多少神的事情
because we did not think about the things of God
对神的事情也不能领会
we could not understand the things of God
然后呢他告诉我们呢人的心会变得越来越刚硬
and that the because of that we had a harder and harder heart
那弟兄姊妹们我们要常常省察一下自己的光景
we need to often examine our own condition
到底我们的心是越过越柔软呢还是越过越刚硬呢
Is our heart becoming harder or softer as time goes on?
如果有这种刚硬的现象
If there is a sign of becoming hardened
就说明可能我们跟这个新生命已经开始有了隔绝了
Then perhaps it speaks of us having separation away from the new life
保罗还进一步告诉我们
And Paul taking a further step tells us
当我们跟这个新的生命有隔绝
That when we are separated from that new life
我们活在原来那个老旧的生命里面的时候
And that when we re-enter the old life
我们整个生活都被私欲所辖制
And then our entire life is completely bound by impurity.
啊，那么我们的生活呢，就像世人一样，吃吃喝喝，贪想各样的败坏事物。
Then our lives become just like the people of this world that we eat, we drink, and we enjoy of all the other things.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，And so brothers and sisters,
当教会在地上要开始进入神的那个完满的心意的时候
When the church needs to enter into the complete purpose of God
在实行的生活上
In our daily experience
第一个重要点我们就是必须要回到这个新生命的根基上面
The first most important point is that we must re-enter that point of new life
我们绝对不能疏远这个生命
We cannot have any distance from the new life
我们也不能偏离这个生命
We cannot stray away from the new life
我们更不能排斥这个生命
We cannot forsake this new life
弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters
只有新人才有真正神的形象
Only the new man can have the true image of God
所以这个是新生活最重要的一个根基
This is the most important foundation of the new life
我过去呢曾经和弟兄姊妹们讲过新生活的特征，已经讲了有七个点。
I have previously shared seven points or seven signs of the new life.
那么今天早晨呢，我们还有三个点，我要把它交通完。
And so this morning I have three remaining points to conclude it.
新的生活是有它一定的一个特征的。
New life will have signs that will display itself.
今天我们活的生活到底是不是新的生活？
Whether or not we are living out this new life,
我们看看这些特征，我们就知道我们今天活的生活到底是怎样的一个生活。
If you find and see these signs, then you will know whether or not you are living in this new life.
为着帮助弟兄姊妹们能够重新的回忆一下，
In order to refresh your memory,
所以我们把前面的那七个点呢，加上今天的三个点呢，我们把它汇合在一起。
We have posted here up on the screen all the previous seven points as well as today's three.
我把它打在墙上，那么弟兄姊妹们可以再稍微看一下。
And so you can see them for yourself here.
我们讲过新生活的第一个特征就是有生命的新样。
We have spoken that the first sign is that new life will have a new life. It'll be new.
第二个特征就是不枯竭。
Second sign is that it's inexhaustibility.
第三个特征就是不能朽坏。
The third is that it is incorruptible.
第四个特征就是不能玷污。
The fourth is that it's undefiled.
第五个点是不能衰残。
Fifth sign is that it's unfading.
第六个点它是有属灵的一个悟性。
The sixth is that there's spiritual understanding.
第七个点，它是会增长。
The seventh
增产。
The seventh is that there's productivity and growth.
那么那个意思就是说呢，它这个生命呢是可以结出果子来的。
Meaning that in this life it can reproduce fruit.
那第八个点
The eighth point
就是无死刑
is that there are no dead works.
第九个点是平衡的
The ninth is that it's balanced.
第十个点是灵里面刚强
The tenth is that in the spirit you are strong.
这是我们从圣经里面呢可以明显的看见新生活的一些的特征。
These are the characteristics and signs of new life that we find in the Bible.
那么今天早晨呢，我想我们要从第八个点开始来交通。
And so from this morning on, we want to continue on from point eight.
第八个点呢，就是无死刑。
The point, the eighth sign is that it has no dead works.
我们请弟兄姊妹打开希伯来书第九章。
I ask brothers and sisters, shall we turn to Hebrews chapter 9?
我们读一下十四节
Verse 14
希伯来书第九章十四节
Hebrews 9:14
何况基督借着永远的灵将自己无瑕无疵献给神他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心原文是良心除去你们的死刑使你们侍奉那永生神吗
How much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God?
这里告诉我们，我们要侍奉那位生命的神，你是不能用死刑来服侍。
Here it tells us that if you are to serve the living God, the God of life, you cannot serve him with dead works.
什么叫做死刑呢？
What are dead works?
这里有好几方面的意义。
There are several different definitions.
在英文圣经里面，它这个刑把它翻成是 works.
In the English translation, we say the word works.
就是死的工作。
Works of death.
什么叫做死的工作呢？
What are dead works?
是有各式各样不同的工作，但是没有生命。
That means you have many outward works, but there is no life.
那么这个字呢，也可以把它翻成行动。
You can also translate this word to mean action.
也讲到我们的行为的 walk.
To speak of our walk.
那就是说呢，你有行动，你有行为，
但是没有生命。
To say that you have an outward walk or behavior, but you have no life.
并且这个字里面还包括的一个意思是非常的劳苦。
And there is another definition in this word, meaning that you have toil and labor.
就虽然你工作的很劳苦，你的行动行为也非常的谨慎劳苦。
That even though in your life you have many labors and you are toiling hard,
但是呢，却是没有生命在其中的。
But in it there is no life.
所以圣经告诉我们，这样一种的工作和行为叫做死刑。
And so the Bible tells us that this form of work is a dead work.
今天我们不能用这个死的行为、死的工作来服侍一个生命的神。
You cannot use these dead works to serve this God.
使徒们告诉我们，
The apostles tell us,
耶稣基督的血已经把我们的良心洗净。
That the blood of Christ has already cleansed our conscience.
那意思说呢，是不是死刑？你有清洁的良心，你就可以分辨。
That is to say, if you have a clear conscience, then you can tell whether or not your works are of life or death.
所以，如果我们的良心没有经过主耶稣基督血的洁净
，And so if your conscience has not been cleansed by the blood of Christ,
我们恐怕还很难分辨是不是死刑。
Then perhaps it's very difficult for you to tell whether or not this is of dead work.
弟兄姊妹们，这在今天神的百姓中间是很严肃的一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very serious matter among God's people today.
我们看见各道各处都有人在那里很努力的做工。
We see everywhere people are toiling very hard.
我们也有各式各样不同的活动和行为。
We have many different works and activities.
但是我们要问说，到底里面有没有生命呢？
And we must ask, is there life in it?
如果没有生命在里面的话呢？
If there's no life inside,
那就是一个死刑。
Then it's dead works.
这个侍奉是神不能接受的。
God cannot accept that service.
所以今天我们需要用清洁的良心来分辨这件事情。
And so we must have a clear conscience to be able to discern this matter.
我们也需要有一个清洁的良心，叫我们能摆脱这个死刑，叫我们能侍奉永生的神。
We must have a clear conscience so that we will be able to place aside the dead works and serve our living God.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
当我们的侍奉在这个死刑的原则里面的时候，
When our service is in the principle of a dead work,
那就说明今天我们的侍奉有很多都是人工的。
Then it speaks of how our work is full of human work.
我们有很多的工作可能只是一种律法的。
Perhaps our work is full of the law.
弟兄姊妹们，在这个人工的工作上面，
Brothers and sisters, when it comes to human work,
也有两种不同的现象。
There are two signs.
一种呢是模仿的。
The first is that it follows a pattern.
另外一种呢是自创的。
The second is that you create it yourself.
今天我们知道在基督教里面，很多的事情人很喜欢在那里来模仿。
Now we know that in Christianity today, many people like to copy others.
我们要知道，如果你活在主的生命的里面，
We know that if you live in the life of the Lord,
我们在外面的许多的活动，外面许多的侍奉的形式，应该是一种自然的现象。
Outwardly, in our many activities and behaviors, it ought to be a very natural phenomenon.
它是因为在生命中有这样的经历，所以它在外面自然有这种的表现。
Because we have these inner life experiences, therefore we have these natural outward expressions.
我们的生活侍奉绝对不能把它翻过来。
We cannot have our life and service in a backward manner.
我们不能用一种模仿的情况。
We cannot copy anything.
弟兄姊妹， 比方说
For example,
像初期的教会里面，
In the early church,
那么我们都知道安提亚的教会他们有所谓的差传工作。
We know that the church of Antioch, they sent out missions.
那么当初呢，保罗和巴拉巴呢，因为受圣灵的感动，安提阿的教会把他们打发出去。
Now through the working of the Holy Spirit, the church sent out Paul and Barnabas.
那么你在初期的教会里面看，并不是所有的教会他们都跟着安提阿教会的样式走的。
And we know that at that time, all of the other churches, they didn't follow the same pattern as Antioch.
在使徒行传里面记载着许多不同地方的教会。
In the book of Acts, we see that there are many churches.
感谢主。
We thank God.
在初期的教会里面，
In the early church,
他们从来不模仿。
They never copied each other.
他们只按照神给他们的生命， 在他们所生活的环境中跟随主。
They only followed the Lord according to life, according to what the Lord had given them.
所以一切都是自然的。
So everything was natural.
今天呢，我们看见有很多不正常的现象。
Today we see very many abnormal conditions.
我们常常觉得，哎呀，别人有一个什么，我们也照样来做。
We see other people have this, we need to do the same.
但是别人做的时候，可能是出于生命的。
Now when others do it, perhaps it comes from life.
我们来做的时候呢，可能就是一个死刑。
Perhaps when we do it, it is a dead work.
你有外面工作的样式，但是没有那个生命的。
You have the outward work, but you have no life.
所以在希伯来书第十三章里面有这样的话告诉我们。
And so in Hebrews chapter 13, it has this word.
他说我们要留意看从前人的那个榜样。
He says that we see the cloud of witnesses in the past.
我们要效法人的信心，不是效法人的行为。
We need to follow their faith, not their works.
因为那个信心是生命的东西。
Because that faith is of life.
这个行为呢是。外面的做法的问题。
Their outward action or work has to do with their behavior.
今天我们看见在神的儿女们的生活里面。
Today in the life of the God's
children. 教会的聚会里面。
In our meetings.
太多的模仿的东西。
We copy so many things.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
主不喜欢我们有这样的一种的模仿。
God does not want us to simply copy.
事实上。
In reality,
今天神造我们每一个人都是独特。
God has created all of us to be individuals.
我们甚至在属灵的经历上面，我们都不应该模仿别人。
We are all unique and we are not to copy others.
但是你说圣经中也有告诉我们要学习啊。
However, you may say, well, the Bible tells us that we need to learn.
不过圣经的话呢，只有说呢 ，imitate God.
However, God's word it says to imitate God.
Imitate Lord.
To imitate Him, the Lord.
Imitate Christ.
We are to imitate Christ.
我们必须呢效法基督，我们学基督。神从来没有叫我们学任何人，因为神是生命的神。
Now the Bible tells us we are to imitate Christ, imitate Him, and not a particular man.
基督是我们的生命。
Christ is our Lord, is our life.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天我们要跟着里面的生命走。
And so we need to follow that life within.
那么你的生活自然就是一个。新生活的样式。
Then naturally, your life will be in the image of a new life.
活的东西。
A living life.
所以这是非常重要的一件事情。
This is a very important matter.
我们不能用一种死的行为的外表的东西来服侍我们的主。
We cannot use outward dead works to serve our Lord.
那么我们讲到这个人工的东西，一面是有模仿的，另外一面来讲的话呢？它也有所谓的自创。
Now, on one hand, we speak of how human works has this imitation or copying feature. On the other hand, it is one that creates.
有的人喜欢学人家，人家有什么就学。有的人呢，很骄傲，他什么也不学，自己来创一个。
Now, some people they like to copy others, whereas others may be very proud and they say, "Oh, I'll create something on my own."
弟兄姊妹们，无论是模仿的也好，无论是自创的也好，这个都。是人工的东西。
Whether it's human creation or an imitation, it's all of man.
我们读圣经的时候，我们发现
，When we read the Bible, we find
有很多这样的行为对神的儿女、对神的工作造成重大的伤害。
That many of these dead works have caused much harm to God's people.
我们举一个例子来说明。
For example,
比方说在旧约圣经里面
，In the Old Testament,
神应许亚伯拉罕。
God had promised Abraham
那么他们将要有一个孩子
that one day he will have a child.
那么神的确也给他们很大的一个考验和试炼
And yes, God did give them a great test.
这个亚伯拉罕这个年纪越来越大了
Abraham was advanced in age.
都快到100岁
He was almost 100.
那么他的妻子莎拉呢，年纪也越来越大。
His wife Sarah, her age was also advanced.
神的话他们还记住。
They remembered God's word.
但他们看看自己的情况呢。
But when they looked at their own condition,
越看越没有希望。
The more they looked, the hopeless, the more hopeless they felt.
越看神的话越难应验。
How difficult it was for God's word.
所以他们到了一个地步。
So it came to a point.
这个亚伯拉罕已经非常年纪老迈。
Abraham was very old.
那么。莎拉呢？圣经记载说，她的生育的能力也都断绝了。
And Sarah was unable to have children anymore.
你看，到了这样的光景中的时候
，In this condition，
要人呢全心的相信神的话，真是很困难的，对不对
？It's very difficult for a man to place his entire heart and trust in God's word.
所以，因此呢，在这个时候，莎拉里面就开始。 产生了一个意念。
And so at this time, Sarah began to have an idea.
她想要用人手的方法来帮助神。
She wanted to use her own method to help God.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
我们知道地上所有工作的人工的东西出现，大部分都在这个原则里面。
We know that in all the things that we can say are man-made, it is within that principle.
啊，你说侍奉年日久了，我们看看我聚会好像。没什么希望。
That after we serve God and serve in the church for so many years, we say, well, there's not much hope anymore.
好像你怎么讲怎么弄他也不活。
No matter how you speak or what you do, it's just not living.
所以服侍主的人在家里面就开始脑筋就开始转。
So those who serve the Lord at home and are at home, our minds start to turn.
我们要想办法怎么让他活。
We try to think of ways to let things be alive.
啊，于是呢，产生了很多我们自己的意念出来。
And we begin to have our own ideas.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们知道这是人工的东西
We know that that is but man-made.
我们都很清楚当撒拉把她的使女夏甲给了她的丈夫之后所产生的后果是多么的严重
We all know how terrible the consequence was when Sarah gave her servant Hagar to Abraham.
以色列人一直到今天还在吃这个苦果
Even to this dayThe nation of Israel, they are still eating of this bitter fruit.
亚伯拉罕的家族在地上一直都是整个世界的最大难处。
Abraham's family problem is still the greatest problem of this entire world.
所以弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
圣经已经很明显地告诉我们
The Bible has told us very clearly.
任何离开生命的那么变成人工的东西的时候呢总是给神的工作带来非常大的危害。
Anything that is man-made, that is apart from the life of God, brings great harm.
也给基督徒生命中带来许多的祸患。
And also brings much trouble to all of the later generations.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
在教会的侍奉上
In church service,
我们要不要做一些事情
Whether or not we are to do some things,
我们需要重新回到这个生命的根基上
We need to go back to the principle of life.
出于生命的
Anything of life,
才能够归给那位永生的神
Can be given to the living God.
如果只不过是一个死刑
If it is only a dead work,
这样的侍奉是神所不能接纳的
God cannot accept that form of service
并且也带来极大的一个祸患
and brings terrible consequences
所以什么时候我们一回到这个生命的里面去的时候
anytime we return back to life
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
dear brothers and sisters
我们的侍奉就是从里面涌出来的
our service will then flow from our inside
我们的敬拜也是从里面涌出来
our worship will flow from our inner life
我们所有的追求也是从里面涌出来
all of our pursuits will flow from our inner life
那么这个呢才是真正的新生活的一个表现。
That is the sign of new life.
啊，我们知道这个死刑不仅有人工的。
We know that in dead work, not only is it man-made.
还有律法的东西。
But also it consists of things of the law.
这个律法呢，就是很多的规条，很多的定规。
Now things of the law means that there's lots of rules and regulations.
你知道天然的生命啊，旧的生命呢，就是很喜欢立很多的规条。
Now our old life, it likes lots of rules.
啊，有的时候我们把那规条列出来之后呢，我们还觉得非常的得意。
Oftentimes when we list out all the rules, we feel very satisfied.
啊。我前不久听见有一个教会的情况是这样
Recently I heard a condition of a church
因为他们一些负责的弟兄们试图要救他们的教会
Now some of the responsible brothers they are trying to save their church
所以几个弟兄们坐在一起就开始做一个大的完整的计划
And so several brothers gathered together to have this great plan
啊，我看见过他那个大计划这么大张纸
I saw theirGreat plan written out on a big piece of paper.
密密麻麻的写了很多的这些规条。
They wrote much rules.
他们写下来之后呢，他们三个人呢彼此勉励，要照着这个情形做。
And after they wrote down all of the rules, the three of them were encouraging each other that they were going to follow these rules.
那么弟兄姊妹们，这些规条、这些定规能够救主的教会吗
？Now, can these rules and regulations can it save God's church?
结果带下来的是无穷的一种争辩。
It brought about such great problems.
弟兄姊妹们，这个不是出于生命的东西。
Brothers and sisters, this is not of life.
今天呢，我们很容易在属灵事情上面，我们有很多时候，我们定的规条呢，不是世界的规条，是属灵的规条。
Oftentimes, the rules that we come up with are not rules from this world, but they're spiritual rules.
所以这一切事物。 都不在新约的范围的里面。
All of these things are not within, the bounds of the New Testament.
在新约的时代中，神只把生命给了我们。
In the New Testament time, God has only given us life.
今天呢，我们只有从这个生命里面，我们才能把新约中所有的要求把它活出来。
Only within this life can we live out, what is required of us in the New Testament.
任何一种光景从外面的归角要试图进入里面的生命，那你是回到旧约里面。
Anytime you place outside regulations back into this new life, you are going back to the Old Testament.
因为犹太人他们是以遵循规条、遵循这些条例为他们的骄傲。
The Jews, they are proud and they boast in how they are able to hold fast to the law.
所以主耶稣来了之后
，And so after Jesus came,
他把神所要的那个实际的光景带来。
When he brought in the reality of the condition of God, what God wants,
主带来的是生命。
And what the Lord brought was life.
所以在新约时代中，这个律是生命的律。
And so in the New Testament time, this is the law of life.
跟随生命，你就自然有律。
When you follow life, you will naturally have the law.
你如果跟随律，你就没有生命。
If you follow the law, you will not have life.
啊，所以今天我们要晓得。
And so today we must know.
新生活是不能够受这个死的行为、死的工作的一个限制。
That new life cannot be bound by dead laws, dead rules.
所以作为基督徒
，And so as a Christian,
我们活在这个生命里面的时候，你就活得非常的自然。
When you live in this life, it is a very natural one.
没有任何的人工的做作的东西。
There's nothing that's man-made about it.
很可惜啊
，Sadly,
今天我们一直被所谓宗教的观念所限制住。
We are very much bound by what we understand of religion.
所以我们求主怜悯我们
，And so may the Lord have
mercy on us. 让我们能活出这个新生活的一种一种一种的样式。
So that we can live out the sign of a new life.
当我们真正的活在这个生命的情况里面
，When we live in the condition of new life,
而脱去这些死刑的时候呢
，And when we do away with dead works,
我们的生命里面就有真正的安息。
Our life will have true rest.
啊，你就有了真正的那个宽广。
You will have true enlargement.
啊，这是多么宝贵的一件事情。
This is such a precious thing.
虽然我们的聚会好像看起来也有一点的形式的东西。
Yes, even though in our gathering we have some outward form.
但是它是在生命里面的时候呢，它出现的一种的规律呢，是一种很自然的规律。
But in our life, as we see that there is this order, it's a very natural order.
并且你会感觉这个整个生命的表现的光景呢，是出于一种柔软的光景，不是一种刚硬的东西。
And this spiritual condition that you see is a very gentle one, not a harsh and firm one.
那么因此在聚会的里面，在个人生活里面，就充满了生命的供应。
And in our meetings, we see that there is a provision of life.
假使我们没有生命，
If we do not have life,
我们晓得定规呢，我们恐怕落在人工里。
We know that we will fall into man-made.
我们定规就落在律法的情况里。
We will fall into the law.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
你落在这样的光景中就非常的可怕。
When you fall into that condition, it's terrible.
啊，你会看见神的儿女们的属灵的生活的光景就形成一些。不正常的情况出来。
We will see some very abnormal conditions among God's children.
啊，我们都晓得今天呢。这个世界上有植物。
We know that in this world today we have vegetation.
这个植物呢，它所以能生长，它也是接受了生命的供应。
The reason why we have vegetation is because it is able to absorb nutrients.
它能够长得非常的高大，非常的自然。
It's able to grow very tall, very naturally.
或者它长得非常的美丽。
Or to grow very beautifully.
非常的丰满。
And very abundantly.
那是因为有丰盛生命在里面的供应。
It is because there is an abundant provision.
我们知道，当一个植物枯萎的时候呢，至少有两种现象。
Whenever a plant withers and dies, there are two conditions that we can see.
一种的现象就是这个植物本身老化了，开始老化。
The first is that perhaps that plant is becoming old.
它老到一个地步啊，它是没有办法再从生命里面那个根源里面吸收营养。
When a plant becomes very old, it's unable to absorb nutrients.
所以你看见叶子枯干了。
And so we see leaves wither.
枝子脱落了。
And the branches break off.
啊，因为呢，它有一个老化的现象在里面。
Because it's now very old.
啊，另外一个现象呢
？Another sign.
就是呢，你没有把真正的生命带进来。
If you have not brought in true provision or true life.
那么当这个生命没有办法进到这个枝子里面的时候，这个叶子也得不出供应。
When life is not able to enter in, the leaves are not able to receive the nutrients.
所以这个植物就会产生一种断裂的现象。
And so we see that this plant becomes very fragile. It breaks easily.
所以有时候你会看见一棵大树上面有些枝子自动就断裂。
And so you can perhaps see trees which have branches that break off very easily. Because nutrients are unable to be absorbed.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
我们在基督徒的生活里面。
As in the life of a Christian,
我们一方面我们要防备这个老化现象。
On one hand, we must avoid becoming old.
我们现在对属灵的事情是不是已经开始有点厌倦呢？开始感觉到里面没有什么真正的享受，没有真正的吸引呢？
Are you feeling tired of spiritual things that you're no longer attracted to things of the Lord?
那么这是一个危险的现象。
This is a very dangerous sign.
那么另外一面我们要提醒在我们的侍奉中间
Another reminder is that in our service
我们是否还是一直在供应生命呢
Are we constantly providing life
还是我们已经落在所谓的外面的这些活动的里面去了呢
Or have we fallen into the condition of just going through the outward actions that you have fallen into the sign of dead life
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters
真正的新的生活
True new life
是没有死刑的
Will have no dead works
我们盼望主借他的话给我们里面有很清楚的一个提醒
We hope that through God's word He would have a very clear reminder for us
那么第九个点
The ninth point
就这个生命呢是平衡的
Is that this life is balanced
新的生活一定是平衡的生活
New life must be a balanced life
我们请弟兄姊妹读路加福音
We ask brothers and sisters to turn to the Gospel of Luke
圣经在这里特别记载着主耶稣幼年生长的光景
The Bible has recorded clearly the Lord Jesus in his youth.
这里主要的告诉我们看见在基督的身上这个生命的生长怎样是一种平衡的。
Here it shows us how in the development of our Lord how it was balanced.
我们先读第二章第
We'll first
40节
turn to Luke chapter 2 verse 40.
孩子渐渐长大强健起来充满智慧又有神的恩在他身上
The child continued to grow and become strong increasing in wisdom and the grace of God was upon him
第五十二节
Verse 52
耶稣的智慧和身量并神和人喜爱他的心都一起增长
And Jesus kept increasing in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men
中文圣经这里翻说一起增长
In the Bible, it says that he was increasing together.
就说这是一个平衡的一种生长。
And this was a balanced increase.
他不仅在智慧上面有生长。
Not only did he increase in wisdom.
那么他在身量上面也有增长。
But he also grew in stature.
啊，这个身量呢，原文也可以翻作是年日、年岁。
The stature, you can also interpret it as age.
啊，那么就说呢，你随着你属灵生活成长的年日，应该呢，这个跟智慧是一起并长。
That according to your spiritual age, that you will also increase in same proportion in wisdom.
那弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
今天用在我们的属灵生活里面
，In our spiritual life,
我们应该看作是。我们在真理的认识上和在属灵的经历上面来讲两方面应该是平衡的
We need to have a balanced proportional growth in terms of our knowledge and understanding of truth and spiritual experience
我们都知道这是一个很重要的一个生长的原则
We know that this is a very important principle of growth
是我们需要追求在真理上的认识
Yes, we need to pursue our understanding of truth
我们需要神的启示
We need God's revelation
但是另外一面来讲的话呢随着年日过来说我们这个生命的度量呢要能跟得上去
But on the other hand, we must also increase in the same proportion in our spiritual experience
当我们在这两方面都开始平行增长的时候呢
When you are able to grow in these two aspects together
他告诉我们那么我们无论对神对人都有益处
Then there is benefit to God and to man
中文翻作是可喜爱
And in Chinese it says in favor
那么意思就是说呢对神对人他都有 favor 都有益处
That means you have favor with both God and man
我们知道这个有益这个字原文的意思就是恩典
Now we know favor originally it is grace
所以在四十节那里讲说有神的恩典在他的身上。
And so in verse 40 it says that grace of God was upon him.
那弟兄姊妹，我们知道在属灵的生活上面。
Now brothers and sisters, in our spiritual lives,
这一种的平衡是非常非常重要的。
This type of balance is extremely important.
在弟兄姊妹中常常会出现一种不同的说法。
Now, among brothers and sisters, oftentimes there are different sayings.
有的人拼命地追求所谓的深奥的真理。
Now, there are some who constantly pursue after deep truth.
这是重要的。
This is important.
但是有的人觉得说呢，追求这个根本不实际。
But then there are those who say if you pursue after that, it's not practical.
所以呢，他们的偏向呢，只注重在个人生活的一个。经历的里面。
And so they go extreme in another way to say that we only pursue after our own experience.
不一定是属灵的生活。
And perhaps it may not even be a spiritual life.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们就看见会产生有一些的不平衡的一些现象出来。
We see some conditions which are not balanced.
我记得我们早年的时候。
I remember in our early days.
因为主打发英国的斯百克弟兄到了台湾。
God sent Brother T. Austin Sparks to Taiwan.
那我们都知道我们弟兄从主领受一份非常深奥的启示。
We know that the Lord had revealed some deep mysteries to our brother.
所以当他把那些信息带到神的百姓当中的时候。
And so when he brought those messages among God's people.
引起很多神的儿女们心中的爱慕。
It really attracted the love of the hearts in brothers and sisters.
所以一时之间呢，我们那个时候各地的讲台啊都讲这些大的东西啊。
And so all of a sudden, all of the messages being preached were all of these deep mysteries.
我们讲异象，讲神永远的旨意，讲基督的丰满。
We spoke of Christ's abundance, we spoke of visions, we spoke of God's eternal purpose.
那么聚会里面听的时候呢，我们也觉得很兴奋。
And so when we listened, we were all very excited.
那经过了一段漫长的时间之后啊。
And after a gradual time,
我们内心深处就产生了一个好像不能平衡的感觉。
Inside of us, we had this sense of feeling unbalanced.
弟兄姊妹们忽略了基本的属灵生活的操练。
We forsook the very basic spiritual exercise and training.
所以因此有些弟兄姊妹们就开始觉得这个好像也不实际。
And then there were some brothers and sisters who felt this was not practical.
所以因此有些人就丢弃这些。
And so some forsook all of that.
那我们看见了今天的大多数的地上的教会呢。
And today we see in the majority of the churches on earth.
又偏向了所谓的那些实际的实行的生活。
Have now gone to the other extreme where we pay too much attention to the practical things.
最多的讲论都是讲人际之间的关系。
We speak the most of human relationships.
讲我们个人自己身体各样的方面的需要。
We speak of the needs of our bodies.
把神那个完全的心意又完全忽略掉。
And now we forsook God's eternal purpose altogether.
所以整个聚会呢又偏向了另外一种的情形。
And so now the church is extreme in another condition.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一个不平衡的现象。
This is the phenomenon of something being unbalanced.
我们读以弗所书的时候。
When we read the book of Ephesians.
以弗所书第一章到第四章。十六节对我们来讲是重要的。
Ephesians chapter 1 through 4 verse 16 is very important to us.
四章十七节到第六章也都是重要的。
From chapter 4 verse 17 on to chapter 6 is still important.
你看见在使徒们的他们的这个观念里面，这两样事物是并行的。
In understanding of the apostles, these two things coexist together.
并且是非常的平衡的。
And it's very balanced.
今天呢，我常常感觉说，有的基督徒呢，他们的聚会呢，他们的以弗所书呢，应该把前一半剪掉，不要了。
I feel that among some Christians, they want to toss out the first part of the book of Ephesians.
因为他从来也不要碰这些东西。
They never want to touch those things.
他们整天活的就是在以弗所书四章以后的这种光景。
They only live in the condition of chapter 4 and on.
但是也有少数的人啊。
But then there are a few.
他一整天都是活在以弗所书前四章。
That every day they are living in the condition of Ephesians 1 through 4.
啊，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
今天神的话给我们是平衡的。
God's word is very balanced.
所以我们不应该有一种畸形的发展。
We should not have an abnormal condition.
基督徒最怕走极端。
It's difficult. We should not become cultish or extreme. Anytime you have an extreme thought, then our entire lives will be unbalanced.
弟兄姊妹知道，过去一两年我因为病的缘故，我的眼睛出问题。
Brothers and sisters know within the last 2 years because of illness, my eyes had problems.
所以我最近呢，才很深切地感觉到。
So recently, I have felt the importance of having two eyes.
神造我们说为什么造两个眼睛是平衡的？
Why did God give us two eyes? It's so that everything is balanced.
所以过去你们原谅我，过去我一年多都是用一个眼睛看你们。
So forgive me for the past year, I've only been looking at you with one eye.
当然，我们常常讲，你用一个眼睛看人，你好像是轻看别人，对吧？
Now, oftentimes when we say you look at us with only one eye, then you're looking lightly upon a person.
当然我是不得已的。
Of course, it was I couldn't help it.
我发现我用一个眼睛看东西的时候，
I found that when I use one eye to look at things,
太多的不平衡的现象。
Everything was unfocused and unbalanced.
甚至这个杯子在这里，我常常有时候手就伸到这里去拿了。
Even this cup, my hand would stretch to a different place.
感谢主，现在。 让我可以用两个眼睛看弟兄姊妹。
Now I thank God I can look at brothers and sisters with both eyes.
虽然还没完全恢复，但是我知道这个平衡的重要。
Even though it's not healed entirely, I know the importance of being balanced.
所以在我们属灵的生活上也是一样。
It's the same in our spiritual lives.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
一个平衡的生活才是一个新生活的征兆。
A balanced life is a sign of new life.
当它一平衡的时候啊，
when it is balanced,
我们看见它就变得稳固。
We see that it is firm and stable.
基督徒的生活就变得非常的稳健。
The life of a Christian becomes very stable.
我们都常常被我们这个属灵的生活啊， 这种起起伏伏的东西啊， 搅得 很不舒服。
Oftentimes we are influenced in our spiritual lives by things that constantly go up and down.
我不知道你是不是很喜欢这样的一种起起伏伏的生活。
I don't know if you like that life that constantly goes up and down.
我们都希望我们能有稳健的生活跟随主。
We all want to have a stable life before the Lord.
但是有很多时候我们在跟随主时，我们发觉要能够稳健脚步还不太容易。
But oftentimes you find that to be stable before the Lord, it's very difficult.
就像门徒们他们在海上这个行船一样。
Just like the disciples as they were on the boat on the water.
很多的时候我们都是摇橹甚苦啊。
Oftentimes you're toiling against waves.
是不是这样呢？
Isn't that so?
所以我们的生活呢变得摇摇晃晃的。
So our lives are always being blown about.
一点点的事情来了，我们就起伏的很厉害。One
small matter comes and we go up and down.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
因为我们里面没有平衡。
Inside of us is because we're not balanced.
如果没有平衡的 生活，我们自然有稳健的脚步。
If you have a balanced life, you will live a very stable life.
所以在启示录第三章那里，
And so in Revelation chapter 3,
主告诉我们有一种的得胜。
The Lord tells us one form of overcoming.
神可以把他们用来做殿中的柱子。
God can use those people to be the pillars in the temple.
所以今天在教会侍奉中，特别承担责任的弟兄姊妹们， 更需要像柱子一样的稳定。So
especially for brothers and sisters who bear responsibility in service in church, you need to be strong and firm like a pillar in the temple.
如果你自己都不稳定，你怎么带领弟兄姊妹呢？
If you cannot be stable, how can you lead others?
摇来晃去的啊。If
you're always being shaken about.
所以我今天看见地上有很多教会，这个摇来晃去，整个教会都摇来晃去。Oftentimes
I see there are churches, some fellowships, they're always being blown about.
缺少这个柱子的。Because
they're missing pillars.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
我们求主让我们能够有一种平衡的生活。
May the Lord allow us to have a very balanced life.
这个也是今天呢在主跟前得胜生活经历中一个不可缺少的一个因素。
This is something that you cannot lack in your overcoming life.
那么第10个点，
The 10th point,
就讲到这一个新的生活的特征是灵里面刚强的。
This life is one which is strong in spirit.
我们读一下这个路加福音第一章，
Shall we turn to Luke chapter 1?
第80节，
Verse 80.
这里是讲到施洗约翰。
Here it speaks of John the Baptist.
说那孩子渐渐长大，心灵强健，住在旷野，直到他显明在以色列人面前的日子。
And the child continued to grow and to become strong in spirit, and he lived in the deserts until the day of his public appearance to Israel.
这里讲到施洗约翰开始渐渐长大，有一个现象，就是他灵里面刚强。
There is a characteristic of John the Baptist as he continued to grow, he became strong in spirit.
使徒保罗告诉我们，这个灵里面的刚强就是里面的人刚强。
The Apostle Paul tells us that this being strong in spirit is being strong in our inner man.
在以弗所书第三章里面，
In Ephesians chapter 3,
使徒保罗为着我们里面的人祷告。
The Apostle Paul is praying for our inner man.
他在三章十六节那里说，
In chapter 3 verse 16,
求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量，那就是里面的人，也就是那个灵刚强起来。
That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his spirit in the inner man.
在哥林多后书第四章，
In 2 Corinthians chapter 4,
十六节这里也讲到，
It also says in verse 16,
他说，所以我们不上胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心，这就里面的人，一天心是一天。
Therefore, we do not lose heart, but though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day.
新生活的另外一个特征就是灵刚强。
Another sign of new life is that you are strong in spirit.
这说明这个灵里面的光景常常是饱足的。
That in your spirit you are often content.
是非常有力的。
You're satisfied and strong.
在希腊原文的意思里面告诉我们，这个刚强也有意思，就是说他变得非常的能干。
Now in the Greek, in the original, is this another definition of this word is that it is skilled.
所以基督徒所要求的是里面的人能干。
And so the requirement of a Christian is that you are skilled in your inner man.
我们到了美国来，很多年轻弟兄姊妹们受过高等教育之后呢，外面的人变得非常的能干。
Now many young people they come to the States and they are educated, they have higher education, and so they become very skilled in their outer man.
但是我们要问说，你里面的人能不能干呢？
But are you skilled in your inner man?
你光是外面能干。
If you're just skilled outwardly,
当然我们也不要排斥这个外面的能干。
Of course, we're not discriminating against being skilled outwardly.
有一次一个弟兄就跟我讲，
A brother once told me,
他说你老是讲里面的能干。
You're always talking about being skilled on the inside.
那么你看吧，你弄什么电脑的事情，你都要找我。
But every time that you have problems with the computer, you come find me.
他说你看外面能干也有点用啊。
He says if you're skilled outwardly, it's good too.
我说弟兄，对，我们稍微平衡一点。
And so I said, yes, brother, we need to be balanced.
但今天我们晓得，我们用外面人的能干服侍神是不行的。
However, we do know that if you're just skilled on the outside to serve God, it's not enough.
也许我们外面不能干。
Perhaps you're not skilled outwardly.
但是你里面能干的话很重要。
But if you're skilled inwardly, it's very important.
哥林多前书十六章第十三节讲到。
If First Corinthians chapter 16, it also
那里讲到我们要刚强，要做大丈夫。
It says to act like men, be strong.
那个强壮是指的灵里的强壮。
When it says to be strong there, it says to be strong on the inside.
只有你灵里面强壮，你才能过警醒的生活。
Only when you're strong in spirit can you live a watchful life.
你在属灵的事情上你不是昏睡。
Then in spiritual things you are not asleep.
我感谢主，今天早晨我没看见什么人睡觉。
I thank the Lord there's not many among us who are asleep or perhaps we don't see it.
更重要是不糊涂，不要糊里糊涂的。
You do not want to be a confused person.
那么里面是非常冷静的。
That you are very cool-headed on the inside.
不是一种冲动的光景。
You're not impulsive.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
当我们里面的灵刚强的时候，
When you are strong in the inner man,
我们就能够在真道上站立得稳，
Then you can stand firm in the true faith,
能够经得起考验，
And then you can withstand testing.
今天你晓得我们像一棵树栽在这个旷野里面一样，
Just like a tree planted in the wilderness.
尤其这个末了的时代，我们知道这个周遭的环境的变化非常的大。
We know that in these end days, our environment is changing greatly.
在基督教里面呢，这个真是到处都吹旋风了。
Even in Christianity, we see that there's storms everywhere.
到处都是艰难困苦。
We see difficulties, tribulations.
到处都是试探引诱。
We see temptations.
我们如何能在我们的信仰上面站立得稳呢？
How do we stand firm in our faith?
你必须灵里刚强。
You must be strong in spirit.
如果你是仅仅像小孩子一样的。
However, if you're just like a child,
我们无法抵抗这整个的环境。
You cannot withstand the environment.
所以保罗为着我们里面的人能干，他在父的面前祷告。
And so Paul is praying for the skill of our inner man.
你看里面人刚强的时候也有一些的现象。
Now there are some signs of a man who is strong in spirit.
就在这个人身上你会看见主的同在是明显的。
There we see that God's presence is apparent in that person.
我们晓得主的内住和同在这不是一个口号一个道理。
Now we know that the abiding of the Lord in us is not just a slogan.
不是你整天讲基督的内住你就真正有基督的内住。
You're not just speaking because you have the words in your mouth that the Lord is abiding, that he's abiding in you.
里面的人里面的灵开始刚强的时候
when your spirit is strong,
这是因为你长久用信心在主面前依靠神的一个结果。
It is because you are often using faith before the Lord. It's a result of that.
人会从你的身上看见感觉到基督的内住。
Then we know that the Lord is dwelling in you.
这是实在是非常重要的。
This is truly important.
在我过去蒙恩的年日里面
，In my many years of being saved,
有好几位年长的弟兄姊妹。
There are many elderly brothers and sisters.
因为每一次我碰见他们的时候
，Every time I'm in contact with them,
我里面都有一个感觉，主在这个人的里面是非常的明显。
I have a sense that the Lord is very apparent in that person.
并且保罗会告诉我们
And Paul tells us,
当我们里面的灵刚强的时候
that when our inner man is strengthened,
我们的爱心是有根有基的
then our love is rooted and grounded.
你会看见这个人是活在爱的那个根源里面
because that person is living in love.
他不断地从主的爱中有吸收
constantly absorbing the love of the Lord.
因为我们知道那个植物的根就是为了吸取
Now we know that roots in plants is simply to absorb nutrients.
不仅有根它还有基础
Not only are there roots but there are foundations.
你有看见神在这个人身上的建造的工作是不断的往上
We know that the foundation, the building of the Lord in that person's life is constantly being built up.
不是一个停顿的现象
It is not one that is stunted.
有的人呢十年八年过来你看见没有多少的改变
There are some people 8-10 years, they haven't changed much.
有的人你看见他不断地在主里面有长进。
There are some who are constantly growing before the Lord.
因为神不断地在他身上面开始有建立。
Because God is constantly building upon their lives.
并且还有另外一个美丽的现象。
Another beautiful sign.
他能够和众圣徒呢一同在主面前来被建立。
He is able to be built together with all the saints.
他开始有了一个健全的教会生活。
He is having a church life that is being built together with everyone that's healthy.
啊，你又看见今天甚至有很多时候弟兄姊妹，好像聚会的生活、教会生活都能考验出我们这个人到底是不是在一个正常的情况。
Now in our church lives, it is a test to see whether or not you are living in a very healthy and normal condition.
啊，今天呢，我们不是用外面聚会的什么活动来吸引人。
We're not using some church activities to attract people.
如果你里面的灵是刚强的
，If your spirit is strong,
你这是渴望能和圣徒们在一起。
Then you will desire to be with the saints.
你看当初保罗一样，保罗一出门到处就找圣徒。
It was the same with Apostle Paul. Everywhere he went, he was looking for saints.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
你的灵如果刚强，你很渴望聚会。
If you are strong in spirit, you will want to meet.To gather with brothers and sisters.
啊，这是一个，你渴望跟弟兄姊妹在一起一同服侍。
You will desire to serve with the brothers and sisters.
这是灵里面刚强的光景。
This is a condition of being strong in spirit.
这是新生活的一个征兆。
This is a sign of new life.
在哥林多后书里面，保罗也告诉我们。
In 2 Corinthians, Paul also tells us.
当我们里面的人一天比一天更新的时候。
That when our inner man is being renewed day by day.
也就是说你灵里面的光景越来越刚强的时候。
That is when your spirit is becoming stronger and stronger.
你天天在主里面的经历都是新的。
Then every day your experiences in the Lord is brand new.
哇，这是多么宝贵的一件事。
This is such a precious thing.
啊，弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
主告诉我们的生活应该是这样。
The life that the Lord has given to us ought to be this in this way.
诗篇里面有这样的话说
，Psalm it tells us，
义人的路如同黎明的光，越照越明，直到日午。
That the sun in the day will shine greater and brighter and brighter until it is high in the sky.
这是神给基督徒给他的儿，神给他的儿女们的一个生活的一幅图画。
This is a picture that God has given to all who are children of God.
但是今天呢，很多神的儿女们呢，好像已经到了那个夕阳无限好的。
However, the condition of many saints is as if the sun is setting on the horizon.
那个太阳快下山了呀。
The sun is almost gone.
这不是神给我们的生活。
That is not the life that God has
given to us. 神的生活是说呢，从这个黎明开始，越照越明，直到日午。就不下来了。
That in this path, the sun will continually get brighter and brighter like the noon.
你如何能活出这样的生活呢？
Can you live out that type of life?
你只有灵里面刚强。
Only when your spirit is strong.
你在主里面的经历是一天新似一天的。
Then your spiritual experiences will be new every single day.
这个才是新生活的意思。
That is the sign of new life.
啊，那么在哥林多后书第四章里面告诉我们
，It also tells us in 2 Corinthians，
当我们灵里面的光景刚强的时候
，That when our spiritual condition is strong，
我们就轻看苦难
，Then you can look lightly upon tribulations。
啊，很多时候苦难也来到了
，Oftentimes afflictions do come，
我们很多时候就被压倒了
，And then we fall。
感谢主
，But we thank the Lord。
你看见多少爱主的弟兄和姊妹
？There are so many brothers and sisters who love the Lord。
无论是身内身外的苦难
，Whether it is affliction on the inside or outside，
他们轻看这些
，It's light affliction。
他们从来不要人家同情的
，They never want the pity of others。
从来不要别人可怜我们
，They don't want the pity。
我们知道我们为什么有这样的经历
，Because we know why we have such experience。
弟兄姊妹，里面的人越过越刚强
，Because inwardly we are strong。
这些外面的苦难反而变成一种化妆的祝福。
All of these difficulties is but just light the blessings.
那变成恩典的进口了。
They become the gateway of blessing.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
这是使徒保罗从他的经历里面告诉我们。
This is what the Apostle Paul tells us from his experience.
那么还有一个点
，Another point，
当我们灵里面的光景刚强的时候
，When the condition of your spirit is strong，
我们就会顾念那个看不见的。
Then you will care about the things that are unseen.
我们就不会多顾念那些看得见的。
And you won't care about the things that are seen.
所以这些东西呢，成为我们今天的一个测量，一个考验。
So this is a standard, a measurement, a test for us.
如果我们今天还是以外面看得见的、摸得着的、周围的事物，整天顾念都是这些东西的话呢
？If every day you are considering the things that you can touch, that you can see.
说明我们里面的灵是软弱的。
Then perhaps your spirit is weak.
啊，我们还没有能达到一个里面刚强的一种光景。
Then we have not yet reached that condition of being strong in spirit.
所以真正的新生活
，So a true new life，
是里面的灵刚强的一种生活。
Is a life where your spirit is strong.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们在这里从圣经里面呢找出了大概有十个点啊。
From the Bible, we have found about 10 signs.
那和弟兄姊妹们相互之间，我们一个勉励。
And we have this mutual encouragement.
在主回来的日子之前
，That before the Lord returns，
有每个弟兄姊妹都活在这个新生命里面。
That all brothers and sisters we can live in new life.
从我们的生活中能够活出新生活的这些征兆。
From our daily lives we can live out these signs of new life.
那么主回来的时候
，And then when the Lord returns，
也许。
Perhaps
我们会有份于这个得胜的行列。
We will have a career of overcoming.
至少我们可以欢欢喜喜的迎接主的再来。
And that we can joyfully receive His return.
我想最后呢，我结束的时候，我们再唱一首诗歌哈。
Lastly, as we end, let's sing a hymn.
今天早晨啊，我们的弟兄呢带领我们唱569首，我觉得这首诗歌非常好。
I find that the hymn that we sang earlier, hymn 569, is very good.
我们把这首诗歌呢，再唱一下。
Shall we sing one more time?
愿主让我们真正的领会，我们里面有一个生命的活泉。
May the Lord allow us to truly know that we have the fountain of life within us.
而我们在这个生命活泉的供应里面，能活出像诗歌中所唱的情形一样。
That in the provision of this new life, we would be able to live out the condition that the Psalm describes. May the Spirit open up our inner eyes so that we can see this beautiful picture in our hearts. That we would have an attraction to live in this life. Shall we listen to a phrase? Shall we all stand?
唱完之后我们还是在主跟前一同有点敬拜
And afterwards we will worship before him
我们个人把我们的祷告献在主的跟前
And give all of our prayers before him
我身我心充满你 我要称谢歌颂 我心继续比你 宝贵事物突然以往深深平安是我时刻歌颂我心已经具别灭却愿深藏宝贵事物 这个为若受到其名唯有你能同往因别一切世上加添我人坎坷负重我心事的担心但是我
Shall we pray in unison? Lord, that if we learn, truly watch over us.
真实的能够生活在这个生命的泉源。主，我们感谢你，你把一切的丰富都已经放在我们身
上。
造成我们就把感谢归给你，谢谢你。祷告，感谢主，我们的心充满了感谢和赞美。
Lord, our hearts are filled with thanksgiving and praise.
因为从我们接受你做我们救主的那天开始。
From the day that we received you as our personal Savior,
你已经把一个极其宝贵的生命赐给了我们。
You have already placed this very precious life inside of us.
今天我们明白这个生命是一个活水的泉源。
And today we understand that this life is a fountain of living waters.
一切的丰盛都在其中。
That all abundance is in it.
正像我们诗歌所唱的一样。
Just like the hymn that we sing.
这是我们的产业。
This is our heritage.
是我们随手可得的一种享受。
This is an enjoyment. That we can receive at any time.
应该是我们天天的生活和经历。
And our daily life and experience.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你差遣圣灵住在我们的里面。
You have given us the Holy Spirit to live in us.
就是为了引导我们进入这个新的生活。
To lead us into this new life.
主啊，我们在你的跟前。
Lord, before you.
我们求你因着你的话在提醒我们。
We ask that you would remind us through your word.
光照我们。
Enlighten us.
激励我们。
Encourage us.
鼓励我们。
Strengthen us.
主啊，让我们能够回到这个生命的源头。
So that we can return to the source of life.
好叫我们在地上所活的生活是一个新的生活。
So that the life we live on this earth would be a new life.
是一个新人的表现。
The manifestation of a new man.
是基督的荣美。
The glory and beauty of Christ.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
让我们所有的弟兄和姊妹都知道如何活在这一个秘密的泉源里。
Know how to live in the secret source.
主啊，好叫我们终日充满主的喜乐。
So that every day we'll be filled with the joy of the Lord.
不管环境怎样改变。
No matter our environment.
不管我们身体怎样改变。
No matter our bodies change.
我们被主的喜乐所充满。
That we would be filled with the joy of the Lord.
让我们常常在你面前洋溢着赞美。
That we would often praise before you.
把真实的敬拜归给你。
Give you true worship.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为我们在地上还有不多的日子。
While we still have a few days.
让我们能够欢呼而过。
May we be able to rejoice.
我没有任何的事物能把我们压倒。
That no environment can cause us to fall.
因为你已经在我们的里面。
Because you are already in us.
主啊，今天早晨。
This morning.
我们要从我们内心的深处把赞美归给你。
From the depths of our heart, Lord, we want to give you all praise.
我们谢谢你丰富的同在。
Thank you for your abundant presence.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' most precious name.
Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.